It's 16th of July. Now, after yet another mass missile strikes by Russians on peaceful Ukrainian cities, it is probably already clear to everyone that Russia is a terrorist state, that killing children is a normal tool for it to achieve its own goals, that missiles hitting schools and maternity hospitals are not an accident, but a deliberate tactic of the Russians. It is clear that Russia wants to intimidate the Ukrainians, to make them feel insecure. The Russians intend to use this fear for political purposes. They expect that the terrorized Ukrainian society will demand from the authorities to make any concessions to Moscow if only the terror would stop. Imagine that you live in a country where 1911 happens every day, with the only amendment that behind the attacks is not a strange bearded man who with a group of comrades is hiding somewhere in a cave. These acts of terrorism are carefully planned and carried out by an entire state, moreover, a state possessing nuclear weapons and vast resources. You know, when foreign colleagues call or write to me, they almost always start the conversation with the question of whatever it is safe in the place where I am now. For them, this question makes sense. For us, it does not. It is really difficult for foreigners to imagine that there is no place in Ukraine that would be safe. There is no shelter that the Russians, if they wish, could not destroy with bombs and missiles. I see and hear how people's attitude to the war and to their own destinies is changing. I watch how those who a few weeks ago were making plans for a future and talking about what life would be like after victory, now talking about plans, they say, if we will live to see victory or if we are not killed by then. Everyone understands that the whole nightmare that we have already gone through is most likely just a prelude to an even bigger nightmare. I can't say that I'm not afraid for my life. I am afraid, of course. I still have a lot of unfulfilled plans, unread books and places that I would like to visit. But much more I fear for my daughter. She firmly decided to return to Ukraine. She doesn't even consider options to stay abroad. My attempts to convince her to stay in Europe only lead to the fact that she sinks into depression. She wants to go home. She didn't see the war. She did not see with her own eyes the destruction and the dead people. She did not sit in a damp basement during the shelling. And she returns. I am shaken because of this, but she's already an adult and decides for herself what to do. The problem is that I will not be next to her. I will stay in the army and will be here until the victory, if I live, of course. And I understand that many people in Ukraine have the same feeling as I do. Millions of people, service persons, volunteers, doctors, who are cut off from their families and worry about the safety of their loved ones, most likely do not find a place for themselves when they hear Russian missiles hitting their hometowns. We all live with this every day, and we will continue to live like this. But the Kremlin's Bin Laden is counting on Ukraine's capitulation in vain. This will never happen.